Welcome to Thrasher Peace Theater, the first of 2021. Jake and Mike, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
Hi, Mike.
Jake, what was that first song we heard?
That was Bloodshed by Amon Amarth.
Very cool. What is this song we're about to hear?
This would be Wolverine Blues by Entombed.
Yeah! Let's go.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
your own God's side, starting in free shine.
Yeah, welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater. Jake, what did we just hear there?
That was Entombed with Wolverine Blues, followed by Goat Horror with Nocturnal Holocaust, and then Shining gave us Fish Eye.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, it was all right.
What we got coming up here, Jake? What are we doing?
It's Would You Rather time again, guys.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
Mike, you ready?
You guys ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay. This edition of Would You Rather features this question. would you rather skydive from 12,000 feet through a money cyclone with a cordless vacuum, or deep sea dive through shark infested waters carrying a laser harpoon to raise a sunken treasure chest? Would you like me to read that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would please, you rather Jesus. Skydive from 12,000 feet, that's really high, through a money cyclone with a cordless vacuum, so you're sucking up the money as you go, right? Or deep sea dive through a shark infested waters with a laser harpoon to raise a sunken treasure chest?
All of this sounds like a Double Dare episode. I will go with...
Is your last name Summers?
Who?
Summers? Mark Summers?
I don't fucking know. Okay. Yeah, I think that? So. Yeah.
He was the host of Double Dare.
That's oh. right. That's oh. right. Yeah, it was. Yeah. All right. Shit.
So we got skydiving, right? Which is like, it's
do
hard,
I have
right?
a parachute?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have a parachute. Okay. Yeah, totally.
But you're. But I'm going through the shark-infested waters with an electric harpoon.
Right. So you're really high up, or you have to go really deep down, right? So it's sort of. What are you more scared of? I guess.
So I guess it's like fuck heights. I'll go down.
Okay.
Like, because I rely on myself to be able to get back up. That ground coming at me, I can't do shit about that. I can do something about coming up.
That's pretty good.
You can do so. Yeah, we have a parachute. We've established that. So you can.
But what if it doesn't open? I don't give a fuck about your vacuum money. Where are you going to spend
always,
it? If
there's always a backup
pieces?
Parachute.
What?
There's always
you're
a backup
shit
parachute.
Up now.
No, I'm not. There's always a backup parachute. That's how it works. Not to mention, if you are going skydiving solo, you've already done a jump with a trainer.
Nope. No.
So we're doing illegal skydiving.
No, you didn't. Well, I guess so.
All of the rules.
I guess so, but that's actually one of the things I didn't mention is that you have no training in either one of these things.
I'm just going down.
Still, I'm skydiving. Because you need a lot of special training to go any depth in the ocean.
So I have an electric thing to fucking ward off these sharks.
There's water pressure.
What's that?
Water pressure. You can get the bends by coming up too quickly. You can have your like knees explode.
Again, I trust my ability to come up rather than my ability to stop going down. So I'm sticking with going down. I like to go down.
That's my answer too. Wait, you're going down both though.
Yeah, but
just the
like
order
I said,
changes.
I get a chance to come up. Did I win?
No.
Fuck, man.
It's actually both because what you do is you skydive, and you vacuum up all the money, and then you're actually already in a deep sea diving suit, and you land in the water when you reach the bottom. And you just keep going. You have to do both, is what I'm really saying.
Okay.
You actually don't have a choice.
I'm sticking with going down in the water.
All right. Perfect.
Well, on that note, and not in coincidence, this next song is called The Abyss. Oh, see, yeah, I was able to get out of the water. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater. Jake, what did we just hear, man?
We heard The Abyss by Tarpon. Then we heard Calamus Will Animate by Archspire. And then Cyber Waste by Fear Factory.
Which, I've been wanting to play this Fear Factory song for a really long time. I just wanted to get into this real quick. That's on a really odd Fear Factory record. That's like not on any major labels, and the label of course is escaping me right now, but it's so good, and I know why it's good. Like, I really think about this a lot. The reason why that is so good is because they didn't have any standard. Like, that was on a label that just didn't care, and they didn't make them write things for hits, and they didn't make them write to them. They let them write what they wanted,
really being known for their hits.
No, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like, everybody knows stuff from Demanufacture and Obsolete. They don't know that much from Soul of a New Machine. And that was kind of like a industrial death metal album. And this was just sound like really pissed off and really free. And they were able to go in the studio and do whatever they wanted. That's why I love this album. Like, I really recommend anybody who hasn't heard Archetype, go check it out. Because it's a really, like, standalone Fear Factory album. Almost doesn't sound like them in a lot of ways.
Anyway, back to the more important subject here.
What?
So you're down at the bottom of the ocean with your Benz and your laser harpoon. How are you getting your
what
chest?
Benz?
Your,
what's Benz? A Benz?
The Benz. It's like an old timey. It's where you get like air in your veins and you die like painfully.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
But anyway, so you're down there with the Benz, and you got your laser thing. How are you getting the treasure chest back up to the surface?
What's I don't know. Fucking Iron Man's gonna come and get me. All right, like, or that other knucklehead that's in the
Jake,
water.
Jake, is Iron Man involved at all in this?
Aquahead, right? What's that guy's name? No.
I mean,
Water Guy.
Yeah, Water Man.
So why would it be Iron Man, though? Like, what's
I don't know, because he can just go anywhere with that dumb suit.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
All right.
He can dive. Can he dive in the ocean with that suit too?
Let's just say he can. Let's just say he can.
Is he strong?
Iron Man?
I know nothing about Iron Man. Sorry.
He's like Batman. He's a billionaire with a lot of toys. That's what makes him strong. He's not like inherently like inanimate.
You're alienating all the Marvel fan viewers.
I think it's
Is he Marvel? See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know one from the other.
I think it's akin.
I just know people in capes.
It's like the vacuum thing. It's sort of like, could you even hold enough money in the vacuum cleaner that it would be worth it to dive?
What's what you're
like
saying?
12,000
feet? How far are we diving if it was cordless? What if that thing had a bad battery
like
and there was like, as soon as you got down, the vacuum wore
that's
out?
The
who
magic
said that anybody
part.
Like charged
that's
the vacuum?
Magic part of all of it is how much you can get $1 million into a vacuum cleaner and how you
or
can pull
like,
this treasure chest up.
But you could get like $9
really,
too.
The question really is,
what if it runs
what's
out?
What's the denomination of money? What are we talking? Are we singles? Tens? Twenties?
Yeah, you never said how much dough.
Ooh.
If it's hundreds, then you're
that's
whatever.
True, that's
fine.
True.
If it's singles, you're then yeah, you might have an issue.
Is it like gold coin chocolate? Like, what am I going down here
Gilt.
For?
It's just melted in your vacuum
right,
cleaner.
Right.
And then your mom is then your mom is mad at you because you ruined her vacuum cleaner.
It's really getting cold in here.
If it melts in your vacuum cleaner, that could be a plus because then it's a liquid, and a liquid will take the shape of the container and it'll fill out the volume more efficiently.
This sounds like Mike's forest story. Like, he's going into a fairy tale.
The what?
Remember the forest story from previous episode?
Yeah, tell us some more, Mikey.
So the lady went to visit the prince at night, even though she was told not to.
Yeah, that one. I'm going to go to
and
sleep
then the
now.
Candle wax dripped
I feel
on
so
him.
Comfortable, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Me too.
All right.
Please welcome the official Radio Nope weather correspondent, Sorg Depression.
1,000 witches will die on the Sangwam blood solstice, but that will not affect your morning commute as the sun will rise at 5:57 a.m. So shall it fall at 6:46 p.m. Looking into the darkness of the next 72 revolutions, we see the sun blazing with the earth and hell's intensity with a high of 72. Then on the third day of sacrifice, of the fourth sacrifice, we see the sun again rain oblivion. With a high of 70 and a splendid day awaits, this giving way to the ethereal cold on the sacrifice of 5, and the eternal reigns through the wicked respite of the 7 sacrifices expiration.
Jesus.
Here's Sunny Day Real Estate with In Circles. We'll be right back.
Confusion.
That was Christmas songs. All right, welcome back to Thrasher Peace Theater. We're winding down here. Jake, what songs did we just hear?
That last tune was Unexpect with Chromatic Chimera. Before that, we had Landmine Marathon with Shadows Fed to Tyrants. And we started off that block with Sunny Day Real Estate and their track In Circles from the first record.
Massive. All right, so these next tunes are going to play us out. But this is a song I found today. And I never knew this was existed. I found when I was looking for sound effects for another bit we'll do for you guys in the future. But this is Dream Theater with the singer of Napalm Death, Barney Greenway, doing a cover of Damage Incorporated by Metallica. What? What do you think of that, Mike?
All right, let's hear it.
Good night, all. Conan Neutron's next.
This is just a one-off crazy idea we had to get together in a small club and do cover songs.
master sink, son of the earth. I summon thee, now poison me. Death of the world, burn of my soul. Great sword beam, enemies of the left. It's food, we are one. Under the world, we're on the path to sin. With your bells, but die again.